Hey, and welcome to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. I am one of your hosts, Emily Smith, along with Mac Warren. If you're new to this podcast, we will be interviewing Lincoln Land Community College faculty, staff, and our students to learn more about the great programs and opportunities here at LLCC. And you will also get to meet some of the fantastic people of Lincoln Land Community College. And today we are super excited to be joined by Josh Laurent, adjunct faculty member for the Automotive Technology Program here at Lincoln Land Community College. So welcome to the podcast, Josh. So tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to Lincoln Land Community College.
My background is very similar to a lot of people that are in these types of roles. I was an automotive technician for a Mercedes-Benz dealership out in Phoenix, Arizona. And throughout my career, I've kind of moved up the ladder and held the position of service advisor, service manager, fixed operations director. And I've also been on the corporate side with one of the manufacturers as a dealer profitability manager for North America. My current role is a corporate fixed operations director for Green Family Stores here in Springfield. And I joined Lincoln Land as an adjunct last fall semester, teaching their automotive business management class.
Josh, what are some quick facts about the LLCC Automotive Technology Program?
Some of the facts that I think would be pertinent to students is the ability to not only get the hands-on education of what they'd be doing out in the workforce, but also the experience in the classroom from the instructors. We have a lot of instructors that are full-time instructors and a lot of adjuncts like myself who can bring the real-world environment into the classroom, not only helping teaching our students the theory and the general practice of what they're going to be doing in this career, but also what it's really like out in the workforce and some of the expectations that the employers are going to have for them, along with what the overall trajectory of this career is.
What was your first car?
First car was a very, very, very exciting example of a car. It was a 1988 Nissan Maxima. That was my first car, and I had it till it had about 400,000 miles on it. Even though that was a long time ago for mine, I still miss that car, and if I could ever find it again, I would buy it and restore it just for sentimental sake.
So I know we have a great team of full-time and adjunct faculty in the auto tech program at Lincoln Land. So do you know some of the different experience levels of these full-time and adjunct faculty in general, just to give us a better idea of some of the people's backgrounds?
We have a lot of seasoned technicians that have worked both in dealerships and in independent shops. We have several faculty members that have managed shops or owned shops. And we have several faculty members that have worked on the corporate side of the automotive business with some of the major manufacturers. So I think overall, we've got a very good blend of experienced faculty members as far as their background goes in this industry, which is something I think really helps benefit the students' overall exposure to the field and what the possibilities are and being able to see the entire industry from a lot of different vantage points.
How'd you get into auto tech? Like, what made you decide to go into automotive technology? Was it you worked on your first car and decided, hey, I want to do this for a career, or how did that come together?
Actually, I've always been into cars my whole life. I was kind of a gearhead growing up. I never really thought about working on them for a living. Shortly after high school, I was in a factory doing sheet metal fabrication, and I worked the midnight shift. So I'd get off about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I got home one night, and there was a commercial on TV for an automotive technical program. And that was, it was literally a kind of a spur of the moment, middle of the night decision. And my original career goal for it was that I was going to be the first American team principal of the Ferrari Formula One team. That's what my career goal was going into it.
We do like to ask our guests on the podcast about some of their favorite success stories. What are some of your favorite success stories teaching students about automotive technology?
I've got a technician right now that's working at one of our dealerships, that came to us from the Lincoln Land Automotive Program. He's actually still a student. He's got, I think, two more classes left to finish. But he came to us as a kid to learn how to do, you know, oil changes and real simple stuff. He's been working with us for about 6 months now, and I believe it'll be next month. It'll be February. He'll take his final exam for Subaru and be a fully certified Subaru technician. And he's accomplished all of that, from doing oil changes to being a full factory certified Subaru technician in less than 6 months. And he's not even completely done with the Lincoln Land program yet. We've got several students that have come to us like that. And a lot of it is, the attitude that they bring to the workforce when they get here. And if they're willing to learn and willing to work hard, the speed at which they can rise in this industry is really unmatched anywhere. I'm a living example of that, and I've got multiple people that work for me as managers or as service advisors or master technicians, and we all started out the same way through either Lincoln Land or similar programs, and we've seen a lot of very successful people develop out of that in very, very short time frames.
All right, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Josh to continue the conversation about automotive tech at Lincoln Land.
You can still start this spring at Lincoln Land Community College. Late start classes start later and finish faster. Same classes, less time. 8-week classes start March 15th. Move forward with late start classes at Lincoln Land Community College. Visit llcc.edu/late start. And we are back with Josh Laurent with LLCC's Auto Tech program. Many of my favorite instructors in college, especially in community college, were adjunct faculty. For our listeners who may not be familiar with that term, what does it mean to be an adjunct faculty member?
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with you that many of my favorite instructors were adjuncts as well. I know when I started in a similar program in college, when I began my career, I had several adjuncts that taught some of the classes, and I can tell you I got a lot of really good experience from them due to their working experience out in the field. I can tell you from my perspective, and I can speak with some of the other adjuncts as well. You know, we work in the field full time most of the time, and we donate a lot of our time to helping these types of programs, being able to bring that real world experience to the students. That was one thing that I know when I was going to school, I really enjoyed learning from people who have been successful in the field that I was going into. I seem to relate very well to that. So I think, from my perspective, becoming an adjunct was important to me to try and give my students and the students at the Lincoln Land program that same type of influence and guidance and expertise, and help guide them into becoming successful into this field and being successful throughout their careers.
So if I was an undecided student, what are the different reasons that I should consider training at Lincoln Land for an automotive technology career?
You asked that question. I think that's a very, very important question for students, because I think the career field options that students have now is very wide open. And I think that there is a lot of unknowns for students considering this program about what all this field entails when it comes to not only the job, but the overall financial opportunity and career progression opportunity. I can tell you that there are very few other fields in the industry, in the entire workforce, that offer the amount of demand for students coming out of these programs and the amount of financial and career growth opportunity than the automotive industry does. As you said, with all of the changes in the automotive industry, and they really come at a lightning pace, with all the changes in the industry and the changes in which the business is presented out into the marketplace, and the overall demand for employees in this field, this is probably the best time in the automotive industry's history to go through a program like this and enter the workforce. The the amount of opportunities out there for new grads, experienced professionals, and really anybody in this industry, the amount of opportunities are nearly endless. I'd say for students that are undecided, whether it be you have the interest in the automobile, or it's an interest in long-term career stability and financial growth, you'll find both, you know, in this program and in this field.
Well, and there's so many different types of cars and trucks and vehicles in general coming out. It certainly makes sense that it is a high growth time to pursue this particular career.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think one thing that a lot of students that go into this program don't quite realize that there is almost an infinite amount of other career paths in this industry that start with a program like this. The dealership or the independent shop is just one small facet of this entire career field. So there's thousands and thousands of other support companies and support industries that support the dealership and the repair world that technicians and students in this type of program have access to.
What technology that is coming out are you most excited about on the dealership and repair side?
I think the technology I wouldn't say excited about, but I guess I'm most interested to see how it's going to affect everything is what the rise of autonomous self-driving cars. That is going to have such a dramatic pole shift on the entire business model of the automotive industry. I think that's what I'm probably most excited to see, because everything else is all the other technologies that are coming out. There's small little features and benefits that cars have. I don't see anything else having as much of an impact on my job, the industry, the customers, and frankly, just the way we live as a society of people, of a country who loves automobiles. So the only thing I really don't know is I don't know what the time frame is. That's the one thing I can't predict. I mean, I think we can all see that technology is coming. But I think that is going to have such a dramatic impact, and it's going to provide so much opportunity for new types of businesses in this field, new types of employees, new types of working environments, and ultimately the impact on the consumer. It's going to provide a lot of different areas for us to better the experience we provide our consumers, our customers. So. Yeah, I think that's definitely the top one I'm looking at coming down the road.
What would a good resource be for individuals who would like to learn more about the automotive technology program at LLCC?
Sure, that's a great question. I would say obviously the first resource would be to visit the LLC website, and they can look up the information on the automotive program, and the information listed on the website will give the prospective student, you know, an overview of what type of classes they're going to be taking, what type of activities are in those classes, overall, you know, duration of the program. And I would say if they're interested in it, that's something that they should, you know, definitely fill out the contact form or reach out to one of the advisors at Lincoln Land and be able to ask and answer any questions they have. And there's also contact information for all of our instructors on there. And I would say, and I tell all my students, don't ever hesitate to reach out to any one of us. We'd more than happy, be glad to provide any prospective student any information they need or answer any questions they have about the program, about the industry, or about what the overall prospects are.
That was a ton of good information about the LLCC Automotive Tech Program, some of which I didn't even know and just learned too. So thank you a bunch for being our guest today, Josh, and talking about the program for us.
Absolutely, guys. It was my pleasure, and I'm always glad to help.
Here's the official next episode pitch. We will be joined by Dr. Carmen Allen, computer science professor, to learn about exciting opportunities in computer science and cybersecurity. So make sure to tune in. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Public Relations and Marketing Office. See you soon. Did you check your oil? How's your car running? Every time I'm on the phone, is your car doing good? Every time.